Hello, WHO.
This is Jack Shelley broadcasting once again from a B-29 bomber base somewhere on Guam. Once again, I'm interviewing several Iowa members of the 314th Bomb Wing, men who have taken part in many flights over Japanese territory, and we're going to start talking to them right away, with the first man to be heard from being Flight Officer Cecil R. Weston of Griswold, Iowa. Flight Officer Weston, what's your particular job on the B-29 when you go out on a mission?
Oh, I'm the navigator.
You're a navigator. And how many missions have you had over Japan?
Only six. I'm pretty new at it.
You're pretty new at it. Well, I think if I'd had six missions over Japan, I'd feel like I'd had quite a few, and I know that the only reason you don't feel so is that there are perhaps a number of others around here who have had quite a few more. How do you find those missions over Japan? Is the opposition still pretty heavy?
Well, we've only had a couple targets where the opposition was just fair to medium.
I see. Have you encountered any particular number of Japanese fighter planes in any of those six missions of yours?
We have seen some, but none of them have made passes at us.
I see. Do you find that that's a pretty hard navigational problem, a long flight of that kind?
Yes, it is, definitely. It's 15 hours is a long time.
15 hours on the average flight to a Japanese target.
Right.
And I suppose that quite a bit of responsibility falls on your shoulders in seeing to it that you come back and hit this at a pinpoint.
Well, they've made things fairly simple, but it's still a lot of work.
Still a lot of work.
Yes.
By the way, what are your parents' names back there in Iowa?
Mr. and Mrs. John A. Weston of Griswold.
How long has it been since you've seen them?
I seen them in May.
In May. Well, I know that they're going to be listening to this broadcast, and I know also that they'll be mighty happy to hear your voice again and to hear me say the same thing about you that's true of all these boys I'm interviewing, that you look fine and you're mighty good spirits. Our thanks to you, Flight Officer Cecil R. Weston of Griswold, Iowa. Now, the next man is Flight Officer Raylan E. Simpson of Cedar Falls, Iowa. Now, I wonder, Flight Officer Simpson, if you'd tell me what is your job in the B-29 flights over Japan?
Flight engineer.
Just what is the job of a flight engineer on a mission of that kind?
Well, his job is to check the airplane and weight and balance before takeoff, and then compute fuel consumption, set up powers, and so on and so forth, make sure you got enough gas when you get back to Guam.
That's just a little bit important, isn't it, to know that you've got enough gas when you get back here?
Well, it is. We have a filling station midway now that we didn't used to have, but nevertheless, we don't like to stop unless we have to.
When you refer to that place, I suppose you're referring to one of the islands we've recently taken in the Pacific?
That is right.
And which one would that be?
I imagine that would be Iwo.
Iwo Jima. And a good many B-29s have found that a mighty helpful spot on the way back from Tokyo or some other Japanese target, haven't they?
That's right. Good many of them.
Believe that you had a job back there in Iowa before you came into the Air Forces, which was connected with Iowa State Teachers College. Is that right?
That's right.
What was your particular duty there?
I had to take care of the athletic field, charge of the athletic field at the college.
How long did you work in that capacity?
About 3 years.
And I suppose that as a result, you're a pretty close follower of State Teachers College athletics?
Well, most usually, but lost out a lot in the last 2 or 3 years.
Haven't been able to keep track of the way the teams are doing.
That's right.
Do you have a family back there in Iowa?
I have a wife.
And where is she living?
At Cedar Falls, Little Rock 3.
I see. Well, I know that she'll be glad to hear from you. By the way, I think it's not out of place to tell our listeners that Flight Officer Simpson is just a little bit older than most of the other B-29 boys we've been talking to, and you've been married quite a lot longer than most of them. How long have you been married?
Well, 20 years coming up in March.
20 years coming up in March. Well, I know that your wife back there in Cedar Falls is going to be glad to be able to hear your voice through this interview. And we want to say thanks a lot to you, Flight Officer Raylan E. Simpson of Cedar Falls. And now, coming up to the microphone next, is Staff Sergeant Ray S. McCaslin, who lives in Des Moines, Iowa. What's your street address there in Des Moines?
600 Fulton Drive, sir.
600 Fulton Drive. What's your job with the B-29?
I'm a gunner, sir.
You're a gunner. And how many flights have you had over Japanese territory?
27 today, sir.
27? And you've only got about 8 more missions to do?
That's right, sir.
How do you find these missions in the last few weeks? Are they getting a little easier?
Definitely much easier.
Much fighter plane opposition?
Not a whole lot now.
I see. As a gunner, have you had an opportunity to take a crack at some of the Japanese fighters?
They don't give us too much chance at them.
You don't, in other words, see very many anymore, is that right?
We generally get a look at them, but most of the time they're not very eager to come in close to us.
Have you had a chance to shoot down any yourself?
I had a chance, but I didn't get him.
How'd that happen?
Well, he's a little bit too fast. It was a nose attack, and I only had a fraction of a second to fire at him. Meanwhile, he come in and dropped the 20 into us and went on by before I could get lined up on him.
I see, but you got back all right, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
At least you're here and looking very healthy on the occasion of this interview. I believe, Sergeant McCausland, that you've got a family back there in Des Moines, haven't you?
Yes, sir, my wife and daughter are there.
And they are living at the address that you gave at 600 Fulton Drive?
Yes, sir, that's right.
And I know that you're quite eager to let them know that you're feeling all right, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I can tell them that he certainly looks fine, and we're mighty glad to have had the opportunity to bring his voice into this interview. Our thanks to you, Staff Sergeant Ray F. McCaslin of 600 Fulton Drive in Des Moines, and our thanks also to the rest of the Iowa men who took part in this interview. This is Jack Shelley, returning you once again to WHO in Des Moines.